The following program is brought to you by Mind's Eye, the virtual newsstand.
Welcome to the Health Beyond Barriers podcast, where your health and our insight knows no borders. This is Cynthia, and during this podcast, we are going to talk about cognitive stimulation therapy for treating dementia. Cognitive stimulation therapy, CST, is an evidence-based, non-medicinal group treatment for people with mild to moderate dementia. It was developed in the United Kingdom by a team led by Ami Spector and Martin Orell. It was created by combining the most effective pieces of several non-pharmacological interventions and is based in reality orientation. It is the only non-pharmacological treatment endorsed by the UK Government National Institute for Health and Care Excellence, NICE, regardless of drug regimen. Although CST is well known and well used in the UK, its benefits are just beginning to become apparent here in the United States. There are three types of CST: standard CST, maintenance CST, MCST, and individual CST, ICST. The creators of cognitive stimulation therapy have published manuals that can guide group leaders through the sessions for all three types of CST. The manuals can include guiding principles that should be incorporated into each session. The GEC's Train the Trainer Toolkit provides information on how to form groups, choose co-leaders, manage group members' behaviors, adjust sessions to be culturally appropriate, and other helpful ideas. When used together, healthcare providers will have a good base on which to grow a CST program. Studies completed on the original CST have shown that people who participate in these groups normally see improved cognitive scores, improved self-measured quality of life ratings, decreased levels of depression, and improved language skills. The standard CST sessions are held twice a week for 7 weeks and last 45 minutes to an hour. Groups ideally consist of 5 to 8 people and 2 co-leaders, although the size of the groups vary. The groups actively engage members through organized, theme-based group activities. Structure is very important to the success of CST, and each group session should run in the same basic order. Sessions begin with introductions of the individual members, the group in general, the day, the weather, and any important events that have occurred since the last session. The group then sings the group theme song, which was decided as a group on the initial session. This aids in group cohesion and sense of structure. An article from either a local or national news source is then distributed to members and discussed. This can include taking the current event and comparing it to something from the past, as well as asking group members for their opinion on the topic. Following the article discussion, the main group activity is completed, as it is outlined in the CST manuals. Topics vary each week and have a lot of room for manipulation. The group then ends with a time of closer, which includes reviewing what has happened in the group and discussion of plans for the next session. After the initial 7-week session, maintenance groups can be provided. Studies on MCST have demonstrated that, after 6 months, participants' self-rated quality of life measures were higher than those who did not participate in the groups. Other studies have shown that when people participate in MCST after completing standard CST, their cognition continues to improve slightly, while their counterparts who do not continue with maintenance tend to decline. The sessions are usually held once a week for approximately the same length of time as the original sessions. They also run into the same basic format: introductions, theme song, current event, group activity, closure. What can vary from the standard CST, besides the times per week the groups meet, is the group cohesion. As the standard 7-week sessions end, some members may want to carry on into maintenance groups, while some may not. If a facility has standard groups starting and ending every 7 weeks, maintenance groups will have new members entering at different intervals, which may change the group dynamics. The size of MCST groups and how to identify when a person is no longer receiving benefit from the group is something that leaders need to consider. Individual CST, ICST, was designed for individuals who are either not comfortable or no longer appropriate for a group setting. Sessions are held 3 times per week for 20 to 30 minutes at a time. The manual provides for 25 weeks of ICST or 75 separate sessions. As with other 2 types of CST, each session should follow a similar structure. Begin with warming up body movements, music, and a discussion of the weather or current events. This is followed by a refreshment and then a main activity, which can always be adapted to the individual. Individual CST is meant to be provided by a care partner who has regular contact with a person with dementia, oftentimes a spouse or adult child of the individual. In the studies of ICST completed to date, cognitive function and quality of life outcomes were not significantly improved. However, individuals with dementia felt like the relationship with the care partners improved with ICST sessions. Furthermore, caregivers' self-reported quality of life scores improved. Finally, individuals with dementia and their care partners valued the mental simulation that ICST provided. All types of cognitive stimulation therapy have positive effects on an individual with dementia. This form of non-medicinal treatment can be cost-effective alternative to maintaining and improving cognitive, quality of life, and socialization language skills while decreasing depression. These improvements not only affect the individual with dementia, but also people who provide care to the individual. Thank you for taking time to listen to the Health Beyond Barriers podcast, where your health and our insight knows no borders. This podcast was prepared by Julia Henderson Kolb, Master of Science in Rehabilitation Administration and Services, St. Louis University Department of Occupational Science and Occupational Therapy. Julia Henderson Kolb has spent 15 years of clinical practice with a focus of geriatric occupational therapy and adult physical dysfunction. She was a therapy department program coordinator for 6 years. Ms. Henderson Kolb began working as an adjunct instructor at SLU in January of 2009 and started working full-time at SLU in July 2011. She has been the lead occupational therapist at the St. Louis University Hospital ALS Clinic since January of 2011 and has worked at the geriatric clinic since August of 2012. She became a part-time faculty member of the St. Louis University Geriatric Education Center, GEC, in May of 2014. Please visit www.cstdementia.com. For more information about LAMP, visit their website at lampinterpreters.org, like them on Facebook at LAMP Interpreters, or follow them on Twitter at LAMPSTL. For more information about Mind's Eye, visit their website at mindseyeradio.org, like them on Facebook at Mind's Eye, or follow them on Twitter at Mind's Eye Radio.